Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, a job for life, of course, is pretty much an unimaginable thing for a lot of young students these days. After many years of crisis, and job prospects may seem bleak for the teens of today who've seen jobless rates rise, mass migration and households struggling to survive. But with unemployment easing and the economy showing signs of recovery, can our school leavers begin to look at the future with some positivity? Let's ask Richard Eardley, who's the Managing Director of Hayes Ireland, the leading global expert in qualified professional and skilled recruitment. And he's here to talk us through what's out there in terms of employment in Ireland. Good morning, Richard. It's nice to see you.
Good morning, Ryan.
And thanks for coming today. Let's have a little overview of the jobs market in Ireland. We're hearing that the unemployment levels are dipping, that it's not, we're kind of slightly out of the horror show that we were in a few years ago. Is it good news?
Yeah, it's kind of overwhelmingly good news, Ryan.
Oh, right. Things
have really turned a corner. We've noticed a couple of step changes over the last 18 months, really.
Good.
We came back from Christmas a year and a half ago, and the phones were starting to ring in rather than us going out trying to find the job. So employers were actually sort of approaching us saying, okay, things have picked up, we need to start hiring people now.
Yeah.
And then we came back from Christmas this year, and there's another step change. And if we look at hiring activity in Hayes just over the last quarter and compare it to 12 months ago, hiring activity is 30% up. So there's a big uplift in the number of jobs that are being registered. And the other really interesting thing is that there's increased confidence from employees as well. Because during a recession, obviously, if you've got a job, you hold on to your job and you're not really out there looking to move and take a risk. But we did a survey earlier this year, and some 60% of people that we talked to were considering moving jobs in the year ahead. That tells you that there's confidence out there.
Because they have options.
Because they've got options.
Yeah.
So there's been a definite turn. Things are really, really positive at the moment. And I think people in many sectors can look forward to increased opportunities.
That's really good news. Okay, a very positive message. What about the Dublin versus the rest divide? Is there a distinct message there, or is it evenly spread?
When economies come out of recession, you'll always see it. Whichever country you're in, the capital will get the benefit first. And,
right.
And Dublin's been pretty hot for us for the last couple of years. But we were looking at this just last Friday, looking at our Cork, Limerick and Galway offices as well. And all of those offices are in growth now. So all those areas are showing sort of upturns in recruitment and hiring activity. It's been slower to come through than Dublin for sure.
Yeah.
But there's really increased sort of pockets of activity.
So there's a trickle down from the capital out or down. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Where are the jobs in? Is it retail? Is it tech? We hear so much about the tech job sector.
Yeah, the tech sector is a story that's been positive for years, and really that's been fairly recession-proof. Even
yeah.
the grim days of
yeah.
2009, 10, 11, there were still vacancies in the tech sector. So that's kind of old news, and everybody knows about that.
Yeah, there seems to be always jobs available in Google and Facebook, to name the two big ones, and then obviously Intel and so on.
Absolutely. I think Ireland's done a fantastic job at creating those employment opportunities and bringing those employers in. But that the sort of skills gap in the tech sector is a global phenomenon. Ireland's the same as many other places in the world where there's more jobs being created and not enough people going to that sector. So for people sort of planning ahead and planning their career, the tech sector is certainly one that they should look at.
Right.
But I think looking at kind of what's hot at the moment, the one that I like talking about is the construction sector.
Oh, that's back in business, is it?
Because that's absolutely back in business.
Okay.
So, you know, just a couple of stories. We had, you know, we're on the lookout now for people to come back from Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the UAE, where they went out in their droves during the recession. They left Ireland. There were no jobs in construction for years. We're actively seeking those people to come back at the moment.
Well, that's
we had an electrical engineer come back on his holidays from Australia a couple of months ago, and he walked into the office and said, thinking of coming back to Ireland,
yeah.
what are the job prospects like? Half an hour later, he walked out with four interviews.
Get away.
So, you know, that's just sort of one anecdote yeah. of what's
and
happening.
And do you find that a lot of people want to return from Canada, Australia, America?
We do, yeah, we do. When we get the message out there and when we talk to our kind of colleagues in places like Toronto and Perth and what have you, they've got large contacts, networks of Irish people who've gone over there. And when they talk to them, there's kind of an awareness that things have changed and that things are a little bit better than they were, but there isn't quite the awareness of how good things are now.
Mm.
So we're desperately trying to get the message out via our networks and through other networks to say, look, actually, now is a really good time to come back because the upturn has happened, there's real demand, and we see that demand increasing because You know, we're going to need to build a lot more houses. We're going to need to build a lot more offices, a lot more hotels. That kind of work is only just starting now, and construction is a huge consumer of manpower. Mm. So I think that, you know, that's a really, really positive sector.
The cranes will start appearing.
Well, you see it. You walk around Dublin now. Yeah. You know, you turn the street corner, and there's a new site hoarding up. Yeah. And that's really great because it creates jobs across all kind of levels and all sectors of the economy.
Okay, I suppose some people who left the country because of the lack of construction work would be quite nervous about coming back. They'd be kind of going, "Oh, look, I'm too badly burned." So there's probably a psychological bridge to cross before returning home in some cases?
There will be. I mean, construction is a cyclical industry. There'll be upturns, there'll be downturns. We're at the beginning of an upturn.
Yeah.
So if you've gone abroad and a lot of people who've gone abroad want to come home. They just want to come home when the time is right. There'll be an awareness that you can't look, you know, years and years and years ahead, but people want to have some security over the next 3 to 5 years, say. And I think they've got that security at the moment because we were in architectural practice the other day. You know, their numbers fell by about a quarter, to a quarter of what they were at peak during the recession. They've raised them up again, but now they're on a significant expansion program. They've got work ahead for several years.
Right.
And we're working with them to reach out to Canada, UAE, Australia, to advertise for architects to come back into Ireland because we just don't have them here.
Because the floor fell out
the floor fell out of the market. People left the country. Yeah. And the other thing that happened, there's kind of a double whammy, is that not only did the existing architects leave the country, but you'd have been a brave man or woman to study architecture in 2008, 2009.
Okay, so there was
there's nobody really coming through the system now. So we've got that, you know, the ones that we want are abroad, and we haven't been creating enough of those skilled people at home here.
Well, with that in mind then, Richard, give us an idea of people going into fifth year, sixth year in school, you know, and they're thinking about, if you can project that far ahead, say 2 or 3 years, where should people be thinking vis-a-vis university applications or trade pursuits?
Okay, well, I think there's a couple of things to say there. We talked about the technology sector, so the STEM subjects, and that STEM subject sort of is now becoming STEAM, with arts being a vocational degree now, and a lot of the tech companies look for that kind of arts background as well. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm very glad to hear that.
It's not just technology, engineering, maths.
That's great that they're embracing the humanities as well as the technical.
And if you look at the tech companies, take your Googles and Facebooks or whatever, some people in there will work on the development side, and they'll need engineering technical skills. But a lot of the people they employ are in sales, customer service, account management type of roles. And what they're looking for is just a really good degree.
Yes.
So one thing I say to people is, look, if you've got a bent towards technical subjects, mathematics, sure, follow it. But don't follow it if you haven't. Follow what you want to do. Because what these top grade employers are looking for is a really good degree. So if you've got a real interest in something, it could be ancient history, you know, follow it and get a really good degree in that subject, broaden your curriculum, take in some extracurricular activities as well, and come out of university with a really first class degree and a broad curriculum of extracurricular activities, because that's what the top employers are looking for.
That's good news to hear, and it makes so much sense, because it's broad. You get the college experience in life, but also you get a little academic endeavour as well, and you broaden your horizon.
Absolutely, and that's what employers are looking for.
So Hayes.ie for recruitment. People might want to get along there and see what's going on in the recruitment world.
Absolutely, yeah. Come to Hayes.ie. You'll find a wide range of jobs there. We've got offices in Dublin, Galway, Limerick and Cork. We've got offices in the north as well.
Okay.
And we are actively on the lookout for candidates.
You're very positive today, Richard. It's good news, because, if we did an interview 5 years ago, it would probably be quite a lonely place, or a very short interview.
It was difficult. 5 years ago, it was difficult. But interestingly, it bottomed out in about 2010. And since 2010-11, things have been... I was going around in 2011 saying, look, things are actually starting to get a little bit better. And everyone looked at me as if I was slightly crazy here. Things are still very bad. But it had started to pick up even slowly then. But now it's a really buoyant market, and things are very, very positive.
That's good news. Richard Earley, Managing Director of Hayes Ireland, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.